Welcome to the Messy Imperfection.
I wasn't ready. I'm ready.
I know. I saw the face.
I'm Danny.
I'm Shannon. TMI. You really don't remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Why'd you act like you didn't the last time I did that?
I don't know. Why did it?
It sounded like there was a bomb that exploded.
It's I live next to a body shop. And that's them, like.
A body shop? A
body, yaddy, yaddy.
Oh, I was going with.
No, there's actually Unholy. A song. A body shop.
Yeah.
No, it's. But who? Not Chase Royce.
Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
No,
yaddy,
we're talking about two different songs.
Is that not what you were just about to sing?
No. Yeah, I did. But body shop is.
I was singing Unholy by Sam Smith.
Yes, that's what I was looking for. I fucking love that song.
Dude, it's such a fucking bop.
It really is.
Like, I will listen to that song over and over and over again. That and Area Codes.
Yes. You know, I'm meaning to ask you this. Can you please make me a playlist of all of the songs that I need to know?
I get them from Delaney, so yes.
Delaney keeps us young.
100%. I'm very grateful we have a little sister. Yeater sister is our
outside. Yeater. When I asked her what VSCO was, A, I still never got a definition. And B, I she laughed at me and called me old. I feel like I literally say things on a daily basis, or she's like, Danny, no.
Well,
and I'm like, what? And then I feel like a boomer.
I know. We are. We're an old millennial. She's a young millennial.
Yeah. And she's like, I don't know how to work Facebook. And I'm like, you don't know how to work Facebook?
I also don't know how to work Facebook, to be honest. You know that. I literally created an event and I was like, you need to figure out the rest of this.
Yeah, that's fair.
Instagram and TikTok are my shit.
TikTok. I'm in my TikTok era because of CapCut, which we're going to talk about in a hot second. But I was not until very recently.
That's fair.
And just in case you guys didn't know, we do have a TikTok. So please go follow us.
Please go follow us. Follow all weird things.
Literally, that's the shit that's on our TikTok. So.
I just like, I think I've been to the point that I'm just getting real weird. Okay, so we are bringing in a kind of a fun episode.
Shannon literally put in all caps in our show notes. We have to be funny in this one. Like, we're not fucking funny in every other one.
You have to remember, when I was writing these podcast outlines, I was like, I don't know if I have enough material. But then as we're talking, I'm like, I don't know why I thought that. But I was like thinking that we're not funny ever and we don't just insert inappropriate things in tough conversations was not a thing in my brain at that point.
No.
So I was like, oh, we need to make sure people think we're funny. If you don't think we're funny, then don't come listen to us. Like, it's fine.
Well, no, you're wrong, first and foremost. And number two, don't listen to us.
Right. And whoever wants to have a root canal, please go enjoy that.
What?
Do you remember that review? It's almost like I'd rather have a root canal.
I also would rather you have a root canal, so goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay. All right. So we're doing a twofer here, if you will. We're talking about all our favorite things, like electronically wise, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Like what we're loving right now.
Like digitally. That's the word I was looking for.
My digital.
A digital.
That was the most boomer thing you could have said. My digits.
I didn't say digits. I said digital. Fuck off. And then we're also going to talk about a little life update. And as Shannon quote in these show notes, giving the audience a peek into us as people and what's going on in our lives.
Why did I even write these things?
I just hit mic with my chin. I don't fucking know. Some of the shit that comes out of our mouths and our brains astonishes me.
I'm so weird.
All right, Shannon.
Is this where you're going to tell me about the baby blankets?
Yeah, that's at the end.
Okay.
Discussion points, baby blanket.
Okay, so we're going to bring to you guys some things that we love, some things that we're considering that we're loving. But first and foremost, podcast. Really?
This one?
Yeah, obviously. That's it. That's the only one you need to listen to. Real AF, but like a lot of the older stuff, not the new stuff.
Yes. The OG, back when it was like MF CEO, motherfucking CEO. Not so much the Real AF. That's what it's called now. And you can find all the old episodes by searching that.
Past the beginning of
But pre-COVID.
Yeah, pre-COVID. And even like mid-2021 into 2022 is safe-ish. But the recent stuff is very... If you like to listen to political stuff, go for it. It's just not my jam. Real AF before that, though, was a lot of personal development. Called you out on your bullshit.
It's created by Andy Frisella, who is also the creator of 75 Hard, yeah. And we talk about that a lot.
We're a big fan of him. And it's not that I'm not a fan of his stuff now. It's just I haven't listened to it, so I can't really speak on it. It's just not what I if I'm going to choose to listen to something, that's not what I'm choosing to listen to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Political stuff just makes me, like, it's heavy.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I don't want that. For
and my it's also right really now. His episodes are really long, which yes. is hard for me because my ADHD cannot keep my attention that long.
Yeah.
Someone else we're a huge fan of and is our one of our goals to get on this podcast is Angie Lee.
Oh God, yeah.
She actually started off, which I don't know if you know this. She actually started off as a Beachbody coach.
I did not. I feel like you did tell me that.
Yes, and she grew into like this like total hipster dipster, love her to death person.
I love that.
Yeah. Another one that I love is You Can Sip With Us. I don't even... Ashley Molstead and Colleen Lude, I think is her last name, are the hosts. They're two best friends. Kind of similar to this, but, like, different vibes. Like, they're more, like social stuff. Like, they bring in, like, the hot topics on, like, what's happening with celebrities and stuff like that. But Ashley Molstead has her own podcast, which I have not listened to. But if you want to give it a shot, it's called InSource.
Interesting.
Yeah, and hers is a lot more about like personal development and like life coaching advice stuff.
Oh, I love that. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I have not listened to either of those podcasts.
Yeah, You Can Sip With Us. I've been listening to You Can Sip With Us since like
forever.
Literally, I have some of their merch. Like, I'm obsessed with them.
That's awesome.
I would say almost they've started right after one girl of Revy was born. I know their entire lives. So I've been through all of their pregnancies and their kids growing up and shit.
That's like, so funny.
That's how long I've been listening to them. Okay. Can you explain to me the EMS 2020 and Sadda Savage?
Yeah. So Sadda Savage is, I talk about her a lot in the previous episodes, Shelby Sacco.
Yeah.
That's her podcast.
Okay.
Obsessed with her. She's big, habit girly, personal development, being 1% better. Absolutely obsessed with her. I want her. She's like my dream guest for us. Like Angie Lee is like both of ours, but Shelby is like my like absolute dream guest. And then EMS 2020 is a EMS podcast for those of us in the healthcare field. Shannon and I are both paramedics. People send in calls, they review calls, and then
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I really like it.
Huh. I'm like actively putting that one on mine because I did not know that that was one.
Yeah, I love them.
I did know that they're on here because I have them under my podcast shows already.
Oh, all right then.
Interesting. I do have a couple on here that I don't think I've listened to, but I'm curious on what they are. I have one on here, Girls Gotta Eat. Don't know what that one is.
Girls do gotta be eaten.
Yeah. And then Two Girls, One Ghost.
Swear to God, that's not where I thought that was going.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what either of those are, but they're on my podcast list. So if you want to go listen, let me know. Report back.
Tell me what they are. A big maybe for me is Just Ingredients.
Is that a podcast?
It is a podcast. I actually sent it to you. They're big on like clean ingredients. They have their own website. They have their own brand of stuff. I'm actually a big fan of their protein powder. Very clean, very healthy. I'm saying maybe to the podcast because I've only listened to like 1.5 episodes. So the jury's still out. I think her voice kind of gives me the ick, but I think that's a personal.
You're strong on the ick today.
Ick is my favorite word thanks to TikTok.
Ah.
So there's that.
Ah.
But Just Ingredients, go check it out. Check out their website. I love, love, love them on Instagram. They have some great infographics.
Interesting.
With ingredients and like safe alternatives, things like that. Love them for that. Just podcast, still out.
We were gonna talk about influencers, but now that I'm looking at this, I don't know. So I just talked about Ashley Molstead, who's in You Can Sip With Us. I'm a big fan of her. She's actually trying to come off of the Instagram TikTok world and like become less plugged in, which is kind of cool. Like obviously podcasts and stuff, but she's not on her stories as much anymore. But I do really like her. Obviously Angie Lee, obviously
I know, I was grasping at straws for this one. I don't like
I know you don't like people like that. I know you don't. This one comes with an asterisk. So,
oh, we're talking about Glennon?
Yeah.
Glennon Doyle. I really don't like her.
This is coming with an asterisk. Glennon Doyle is one of those people that I think her book, she has a book called Untamed. She is got a podcast now and she's on Instagram. I am not going to attach my name to hers, but I do think that she has a place for people, especially moms.
Fair.
Yeah. I think she's there's some political views that she has that I don't align with. That's why I don't really want to attach my name to hers. But she does have some really good analogies. Her book is good. But if you go in, like, just know that there are some political things that, like, you, if you can get past, it's good. Danny can't. That's okay. To not, her cup of tea is not for everybody. That's for sure. But she is a really awesome person. Okay. So we have about a million different apps. And some of these are really funny. So I hope you guys, I think we need to chat about some of these. Habit Share. I think we've nailed that one into the ground that you should get Habit Share.
Can we get fucking sponsored?
Sponsored.
By them? I feel like Habit Share is probably just like this Chinese, like,
I know, it's a little mama.
It's a free app, so like, nobody's making money off of this, but like, pay us.
Yeah, literally pay us, please. We use Habit Share, so we've been using Habit Share for a long time,
years now.
Carb Manager. I used to use that one. Do you still use Carb Manager?
I do. I really like it because I think it's much more macro friendly than MyFitnessPal.
I agree with that 100%.
However, they have a lot more inaccuracies and not as much, the database isn't as large than MyFitnessPal. So I do like MyFitnessPal for that, but macro tracking. So it's like a,
I know, I haven't 50, found 50 split. A app that I'm totally in love with yet. I literally have the year subscription for Carb Manager and MyFitnessPal. I don't use either of them. I'm using Noom right now.
Yeah, I want to talk about that because we both started Noom around the same time because our insurance companies actually gave us a free subscription.
Yes.
Like our health insurance. So we're both trialing this. I set mine up, haven't looked at it since.
I have, and I really like the idea that, so they color code foods. That's like yellow, orange, and green foods. And basically any green food you can eat, free amount, fine. But they put in how many calories you should have of the yellow, orange foods. They don't classify any food as bad. It's just more of like there's a whole science behind it that I really actually enjoy. Every food that I've eaten has been on that app.
Love that.
Yes. Very easy to use. Very easy to track. I like that it's not just calories and stuff like that. Like they're looking at the whole person. So there's other things you can track, like your mood, your steps, your water intake. And it takes all that in consideration.
Does it track like macros?
Yes.
Okay.
You can see it all. But like it's a multifaceted thing. Like they're tracking a lot of things because the science behind it is like if you're trying to lose weight or get healthy, they don't want it to be a diet. They want it to be a lifestyle change. So they give you the tools and they like send you like each day there's articles to read and stuff like that to teach you about all of this to like put in systems in place. So it's like a long-term solution.
I need to do that. And I saw that you added it to your habit share. So I feel like I need to.
Yeah, because I haven't been tracking my macros.
Neither.
But I do think, and this is a long, we did this offline. We were talking about this. Like I'm in the middle of moving and right now my life is a total wreck because I'm moving. So I've been on meal prep. I haven't been gluten free this week. Like my face is breaking out. Like I'm kind of a disaster, but I'm just kind of like embracing the suck right now because I know in a couple days it's all gonna be over.
Giving yourself grace.
Yeah.
That's super important.
We're recording. I feel like we need to say this. We recorded like a couple episodes in one day. So
we batch record because we're super close to each other.
Yeah. Especially now that I'm moving too far away. But so it sounds like when these air, this is gonna have happened like a month ago.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's all present to this day. Do you want to talk about CapCut?
Oh my God, yeah. So I think it's so funny. I didn't discover CapCut until like 2 weeks ago. And I've seen like, I don't know if you're like scrolling TikTok and like the bottom left corner just above the person's like name in the caption, there's like a little like CapCut, like, I don't know, like prompt clickable link. Mm-hmm. And I've seen them before, but like I just ignored it because I didn't really know what it was. I figured it was like an ad or something. But I saw it on one of yours. So I clicked it. I already had the fucking app downloaded. Let's talk about that. Okay. Didn't know that. And it's literally like you can copy templates off of TikTok, making it so much easier to make TikToks. Like what? Like all those fun like photo transitions and like how it has like different like timing for different photos and the songs, like to the beat. Oh, absolute game changer. And I'm pissed I just learned about it.
It also makes a really boring video fun.
Yes.
Like the video of Luke and Jake was like a fun video, but you add it to the TikTok. I was like, this is kind of funny.
Yes. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And they have like, even if you don't find one that you like on TikTok, you can scroll the templates and you can see other people's like videos. Yes. So you can just choose different stuff.
It's pretty nifty.
It is. It's really helpful.
Excuse me. I should have talked about this when we talked about Habit Share, but there's an app called Done and an app called Reflectly. They're by the same. There's like a bundle you can buy. They're all the same. But those two I really like. The Done is another habit one that honestly I just like because it appeases my brain. It appeases my ADHD, like I need color and fun things brain. Yeah. So I have that one.
See, that's why I like Habitchair because my brain likes the red and the green.
Weird how our brains are different.
It is. It's really
yeah. Funny. But obviously, I will use habits. I basically have using two habits.
I was just going to ask you if you do both.
Yes, I do.
That's hilarious.
It's like I don't know. I don't know why the way I am, but it is a fun app. If you're looking for another happy side habit, share that one's a cool one. Reflectly is basically a journal in an app. I don't know if I've ever talked about this. I'm going to pull it up while we're talking about it so I can tell you guys exactly what's on it. But that's habit share, Shannon. Reflectly. Okay. So like it pops up and it has today and it'll ask like a prompt. So today's is, it says truth. Every Tuesday, speak your truth. Here's something entirely outside of my control. And you can type it in and then add a photo to it.
Mm.
And then it comes with a daily challenge. So today's daily challenge is today I will treat myself to a pedicure. And then you can accept the challenge and then it tells you to post a photo with it. There's a daily check-in. How are you feeling today? It gives you like moods and stuff. And then it'll give you prompts. So if you say, you know, completely okay, right? You hit continue. It'll ask you why you're completely okay. So we'll say friends. And then how are you feeling about this? We'll do blessed, continue. And then there's a title and you can do a description.
I love that so much. Yeah. So like is it free?
I think so. I don't know the answer to that, but I think it is. And then there's always a quote at the end. So it says, you need to have faith in yourself. Be brave and take risks. You don't have to have it all figured out to move forward. And
that's like so fitting.
Yes. Ew. So it'll tell you, like, if you actually keep track of it, it'll tell you how many negative days and how many positive days you had, what gets you down.
God, activities. I love graphs.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So it's really cool.
That's really neat. Yeah. I didn't even download that.
I'm a huge fan, but those two apps are both by the same person. I bought like a bundle, but they also have like a to-do task. So you can put this week to do, but you can also create different boards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They have a time block, so you can basically block out all of your time for the whole day and plan your whole day on here.
You're gatekeeping this.
Yeah, I didn't realize this until now. But if you want to keep like tally of something, like how many like bottles of water you've had or whatever, there's a tally app that you can just put it in here and just tally it up.
How many times I said Shannon died in the last episode?
There's a health view. I haven't really messed around with the health view that much, but it's in here. Tells you your steps, distance, dietary calorie. Like
that's very cool.
Yeah, and it's all tied in together.
What's that called? That one.
Health view.
Health view?
Yeah, health view.
Okay.
You don't look like you understand what I'm saying.
No, I don't know. That's just not landing well. The whole thing that you just said?
Health view.
No, like everything you just said about like the mood and stuff. Or that was Reflectly. I'm confused.
All different apps.
Yeah. What are all the apps called?
Okay. There's one called Done.
Yeah. That's the habit one. Do. These,
they're all.
That's where we lost each other was the Do.
Yeah. So these are all. They all come together in like a bundle.
What is the Do?
That's the one with the to-do lists.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Reflectly is the mood one.
Okay.
Time block is where you time your, like, plan your whole day out.
Okay.
Tally is when you keep tally of things.
Okay.
And then health view is where it has like your whole health.
So I would just like to point out that you were the confusing one.
I believe that.
And I was not.
I'm okay.
Who are you texting right
my
now?
My mom. It's not that important. I don't know why I decided that was the time I was going to open that.
Okay.
Well, I had my phone open, so that's why it's on Do Not Disturb, so I don't pick it up. But I got distracted by the little note.
Audible.
Okay. I feel like the rest of these are mine. Okay, cool.
They are.
So Audible, big fucking fan of Audible. Love Audible. Listen to multiple books a month. Right now, I've said this a million times. It's definitely not going to be the same by the time this episode airs, but I'm listening to Buy Yourself the Fucking Lilies. Love it. I just listened to...
Is this a repeat? Because I feel like you've talked about this more than one time.
This book?
Yeah.
No, it's a really long book. Okay. I've talked a lot about it because it's like it's one of the books that I've read or listened to recently that I love the most. So I'll tell you a couple of the books. I have a subscription. It's $15 a month. You get a free credit and then you get access to all their free books.
Hmm.
If you don't listen to Audible frequently, just buy the Audible. Listen and just listen to Audible. I listen to books like when I'm cleaning and stuff. So I go through a lot of books. So it's worth it for me. So, like, I just, yeah, I have an hour. The Buy Yourself Your Lilies, I think, was like an 8-hour book, and I have 27 minutes left. I just listened to Iron Cowboy, Redefine Impossible by James Lawrence. Didn't love that one. Daring Greatly. I've listened to all Brene Brown's books on here. Love her. She's someone that I should have put on here. 10 out of 10 on anything Brene Brown. But these are all just, we'll list these all. There was a couple of them I didn't like. The one book I will say you have to listen to and not buy is Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. Hands down, buy that. Listen to that book. Don't buy the book.
Why?
They do like a podcast in the Audible that's not in the book.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's like a Q&A with David Goggins.
The person that the book.
Yeah, the one that reads the book in the Audible is not David Goggins, but they bring him in and have like a Q&A with him.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Okay. Hello. My mouth hurts from talking too much today. Flow is a period app. Sorry if there's any men. Actually, I'm not sorry. Whatever. It's a period app. Danny does not like it. No, I love it. Yeah, I love it. I think it's really cool that I can track my moods and know exactly when I'm going to get shitty.
All right.
Then. It's like clockwork. Like right around a certain time in my cycle, I can tell that I'm crabby and ragey. Like I'm out the rage.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So that's really cool. I really like it. I like to know because I'm like, not as type A as Danny. I'm type A in different ways than Danny. I like to know my period's coming, so I just look at that and keep an eye on it.
But I do too. I just use Apple Health. I was going to talk about this when you're done all your apps, but I'm going to talk about it now. Y'all, the Apple Health app, like the app that comes preloaded on your fucking phone, your Apple phone, that's like connected to your watch, that counts like your steps and your heart rate and all that bullshit. There is so many things in there that you're not taking advantage of, like the period tracker. I'm obsessed. I track my period through that.
I don't know how you track your period through that because I don't like that app.
I fucking love the Apple Health app.
That's not true. I don't like.
Holy shit.
I just don't like that it doesn't tell me about. Well, I guess it does.
No, actually, you know what? I'm lying. The Apple Health app and the app that counts your steps and stuff is separate. I lied about that.
No, Apple Health has your steps in it.
Yes, but it's not like the Circle app.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's your watch app.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Fair.
But yeah, I love that. You can add like your health history, your blood type, your allergies, like all of the things.
Hmm.
So I love it.
Do you know you could get a walking steadiness notification?
Yes.
If you're an elevated risk for falling in the next year?
Yes.
Kind of want to set that up. Want to know how often I fall.
And it also tracks your heart variance rate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like your respirations and things like that. Yeah.
Maybe I'm not using that to best advantage.
Oh, the voice is back.
I need to stop.
Do we need a namer?
We might.
Okay.
Next. No, because that makes me feel like I have a different personality. It's the same personality, just a different voice.
Duolingo. Speaking of
voice, love Duolingo so much.
Chairs.
It is. I am learning Spanish. I had a 190-day streak and I lost it.
Shannon,
I don't know what happened that I lost it, but I lost it. I am sad, but we're back on it. Good. We have a 40-day streak right now.
Tell me something dirty in Spanish. Doesn't have to be dirty, but tell me something.
What? I can speak Spanish.
Yeah, tell me something.
No, that's weird. I can't be like that's if I would like
be like this podcast is great in Spanish.
I have no idea how to say this podcast.
Okay, so Shannon doesn't know Spanish. Next,
I said it's bueno.
I know that bueno.
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 I'm putting my face on the mic.
You taught me about the next one, Insight Timer, the meditation app.
Oh, yeah. I do love Insight Timer. It's a meditation app. I love sleep meditations, morning wake up meditations, and this. I'm curious to see how you feel about this because Jake thinks I'm fucking weird. Sleep stories.
No, I love sleep stories. Do you remember I had the calm app and I played? Were you in the bunk room when I played Matthew McConaughey all the time?
No, but I used to do the same thing. I
fell asleep to Matthew McConaughey all the fucking time.
Yes.
Love sleep stories.
I only do it at work because I have a really hard time at work sometimes shutting my brain off.
Really?
Yeah. So I'll listen to sleep stories at work a lot. Huh. And it like makes me tired.
I used to play it for the whole bunk room at Abingdon.
That's hilarious.
Caitlin loved it.
That's so funny.
Because Matthew McConaughey is a very sexy voice.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Can't agree.
Also love it. It's a meditation app is what we're trying to say. It's free. That's why I like it. Calm I had Calm, because it was, I had Calm through when I had Kaiser insurance. It was free, but now it's not free. And it's kind of pricey.
It's very pricey.
Yeah. So I'm not doing that.
Insight I had a free trial through American Express.
weird flex, but okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I got an email one day and I was like, yes, I would like to sign
what
up.
What are your thoughts on, so you like sleep stories. Do you ever put on sounds, like sleep sounds?
Like white noise?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking yeah, love white noise. Me too.
What's your preferred white noise sound? Fan?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I do waves.
Oh, I don't really care. I don't think I have a preference.
No, I just put on ocean waves every single time.
Yeah, no, I do fan every single
time. I say, Alexa, turn on ocean waves. And she turns it.
My Alexa just started talking in the kitchen.
Fuck, I didn't think she'd be able to hear me. Well, he, because it's a man voice in this house. So fucking weird. Alexa, stop.
I don't
quoting
say stuff. Something about men in the United States.
Yes, I don't know what that was.
It's a man voice because my boyfriend changed it because he felt outnumbered in this household.
Whatever.
Yeah, literally whatever.
I usually call him Lexi so they don't get alerted, but I didn't think he'd be able to hear me.
Anyway.
Killer Sudoku. Stock. Yeah? Killer Sudoku.
What the fuck is that?
It's Sudoku, but you have to do math. It's just the one that I put it out there for any nerds that are looking to do puzzles.
Why? What are you doing with your mic? Put it down.
It keeps falling, so I'm just holding it.
I feel like it might be making noise.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
Hinge. I feel like now would be a good time to talk about. Oh, it's not on here. It was supposed to be on here. Did you take it out?
What?
We're going to talk about why you're canceling Hinge.
I don't think I ever put it on there. I think I sent it to you as a text message. I'm okay talking about it.
Okay. I didn't know if it was going to be too long, too hard.
It's a love hate right now. I think it's good for people, some people. So that's it. That was a joke, but she's not paying attention.
I am. I'm literally like, what?
So.
Oh, we have it for another episode. We can talk about it now. I don't care.
Okay. Does it matter?
No.
Okay. So Hinge, dating site, if you guys don't know this, I have gone on a lot of Hinge dates.
A lot
of Hinge dates. I've talked to a lot. I have upwards of 20 plus men in my phone that has their first name and Hinge is their last name because that's how I put them in my phone. I have met some cool people through Hinge. I've met some toxic people through Hinge. I think I have upwards of two people that I like literally.
Is the alcoholic from Hinge?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The one with the whole situation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's from Hinge. That's like one of the reasons why I wanted to delete it. I was like, is this the only men that are on Hinge? I don't know. But Bumble, I also have a bad taste of Bumble too. So I don't know what to do anymore.
What happened with Bumble?
The other person. Yeah.
I love all the hand motions we're doing to describe these people.
Yes.
LOL.
Yes. So I think Hinge is really good if you're looking to meet people, not if you're looking for a husband.
Fair.
Because the one guy that I met recently, he's cool. He's really cool. We're friends. I don't know if anything will ever come out of that, but I'm okay with it either way. He's cool. And he's helped us actually a lot with the podcast. What?
I'm just looking.
Why are you staring at me like that?
I can't. Okay. I won't make eye contact while you're speaking.
Well, you got a smirk on your face.
Cause I just think it's funny.
Okay. I think we're going to talk about that offline.
Okay. I don't have anything to say.
Oh, well, your face looked like otherwise.
No.
Okay. So I do recommend it for people if you're looking to meet people. I think it's cool. But say that, make sure you meet them in a public place because some of them have been real fucking weird. I've had to block a couple numbers because they've blown up my phone. Like, it's just a weird place out there. And I think that dating apps have had the potential to be something really cool. But I think that a lot of people, and I've heard this from some of the guys that I've gone out with, like ones that like, we just weren't interested in each other, but that like girls put too much pressure on it being a relationship and guys do the same thing too. So there is a lot of like pressure in that dating site world. Like I would really much rather meet someone organically, but it is a cool place. Yes, I think that's all I have to say on them.
When you told me that you wanted to save this conversation for you canceling Hinge for the podcast, I thought it was going to be way juicier than that.
I think it was.
Okay.
I just don't remember what I had in my mind when I said about talking about it. Oh, I think I like vaguely remember this, but I remember when I sent that text message, I was in a mindset of like why I didn't want to meet someone online and like the me wanting to like swear off dating for the summer, like month of June is where I was going with that.
The summer or the month of June?
I said, I'm not sure. Okay. Which I haven't decided this. So I read something. I don't remember where, I don't know what book it was, whatever, that this girl like swore off dating people for a little bit and like focused on her for a couple months to like just because she thought she was putting too much pressure on herself. And that's kind of where I was with Hinge. Like,
yeah.
I've gone on a lot of fucking dates and a lot of them, majority of them were terrible. Yeah. Straight up. Oh, they absolutely. Were. I got a lot catfished. A lot of them talking about their exes, like people that have no business being on this place or have no business owning the Facetune app. Like, literally horrible. And like,
I think it was so funny, the date you went on, where you literally couldn't find the fucking guy because he looked so different.
Yeah. There was like text messages between like me and him and like me sending to you and Delaney. Like, I don't know which one he is. Like, I was standing in line. He was right in front of me. I had no idea it was him. Like, that's how different he looked.
Ew.
And then the one guy was like talked the entire time about his ex. Both of these men wanted a second date with me. And I'm like, I don't understand. Like, oh my God, I didn't tell you this. I had seen people that I worked with. I saw people that I worked with at Taco Love when I went out with a date with the one guy that talked about his ex the whole time.
Ooh.
They were, it wasn't bad. I gave him a hug. We were sitting outside. They were sitting inside. I saw them the other day and they told me how miserable I looked during this entire
date.
And this guy wanted a second date with me. I'm like, did you not, if they could tell from the inside how miserable I was, you couldn't tell? They got confused.
Guys are just the audacity. I say this all the time. Where do these men buy this audacity?
And he wasn't cute. Like, he was, like, ugly as fuck. Which, I don't care. I don't care that much about looks. I don't.
No, you
but
really
But you
don't.
Gotta have a personality that matches up with your looks.
But also, like, yes, looks are not, like, what you're basing things off of. But if you're not attracted to someone...
There's no point.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. She said in the book that I keep talking about, she was like... If it's not a fuck yes the first time you meet them, it's never going to be a fuck yes.
Yeah.
And I have different thoughts on that because I think that sometimes you can develop feelings for people. But for the most part, like, if I'm going on a Hinge date and I go up to them and it's not a fuck yes immediately, like, after that date, then it's never going to be and I should not try and force that.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about, like, some of the people that I've gone on dates with and, like, how giddy I was and, like, it didn't work out for whatever reason. But I'm like, if it's not like that, if it's not like that, then I don't want it.
Yeah.
Is that better? Was that a better juicy part?
Yeah. Sure.
I don't know how else more juicy you want me
to. I don't know. I wanted like some juicy, like found a man with a cemetery in his basement. I don't know. Fuck. Give me something.
I did give you something. I literally have been going on these dates for your fucking pleasure. Jesus.
Oh, fine. All right. So back to serious systems we've put in place.
We've talked about systems a lot. I feel like I'm looking for morning routine. Oh, let's talk about the morning routine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've developed a solid fucking morning routine. What is that face for?
I'm laughing at how this is routing and not routine. And I was debating whether or not I wanted to change it. But go ahead.
Morning routing. Did I put that word?
Yeah.
Nah, it checks out for me.
Yep.
I wake up, I have my journal and my personal development book on my nightstand. I do five things of gratitude. I have affirmations that I write and then I journal. Sometimes it's short, sometimes it's long, but whatever, I put pen to paper and write something.
For how long? Or until you're done?
Until I'm done. I used to have a timer on it, but I realized that sometimes I have a lot more to say and sometimes I have a lot less to say and that's okay.
My question was more of like, if you're getting up for work, what does that look like?
I give myself time.
Okay.
Yeah. I get up. So I have to leave my house now by 6 o'clock and I want to get to work by 6:57 a.m. So I get up at 4 a.m. I'll do that for 20. I usually give myself about 20 to 30 minutes. Sometimes it's shorter. Sometimes I'll go over a little bit, but usually 20 to 30 minutes to do my gratitude affirmation journal and personal development.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if that's normal. I don't know if that's short. I don't know if it's long, but that's just.
That's about how much time I spend.
Yeah. And then I read a minimum 10 pages of personal development. The Hashimoto's book, I'm trying to read more because I'm just over the book and I have like 50 pages left.
Yeah. I struggle to finish it too.
Yeah. I'm got to the point that I'm like, I'm fucking done with this book. But I do very much love a morning routine. If you guys aren't doing, at the bare minimum, write down five things of gratitude every day. And I'm not talking about like, oh, I'm grateful for a roof over my head. Like, of course you are. Like, duh. Write down little things in your day that will elevate your vibration. So this morning, I think I put, like, thankful for my mom coming down and help me pack my house and get loads of, like, bring loads of stuff down to the new house. I think I put something about my dad letting me borrow his car, like something about Tilly, like smaller things that like you wouldn't, like day-to-day things, not like big ass gratitude things. Now, if it's pouring down rain and you've had a shit day, then yeah, maybe put that you have a roof over your head. That might be a better, you know, yeah. But use your judgment on that one.
I try to not repeat.
Me too. That's why I do little things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's important. Sometimes I've repeated my coffee a lot.
I'm disappointed.
I love, love my morning coffee.
That's awesome.
That, maybe I should tell by that. I'll tell you guys what I do with my morning coffee. It's kind of great. Big fan of my morning coffee. I have one of those Ninja iced hot coffee brewer things.
Oh, it's fancy.
It is fancy. You've seen it.
Yeah. I like never took stock of it though.
Oh yeah. It does hot coffee, cold brew, iced coffee, and does a specialty, which is like a latte coffee.
Specialty.
Yes. So I do a small cup of coffee, black coffee every day. I put a scoop of the Vital Proteins collagen in it. Two pumps of the skinny syrup caramel. I use the super coffee creamer. It doesn't have any added sugar in it. I was doing this sweet cream, but I switched over to plant-based. So now I'm doing French vanilla. And then some mornings I put a little whipped cream on top.
Oh, gotta treat yourself.
Well, whipped cream is like not that bad for you. No, and it just makes you feel a lot more bougie.
Yeah.
And if I'm really feeling special, then I'll put a little drizzle of caramel on top of that.
Love that.
Yeah.
You know what was really good? Speaking of whipped cream, the almond milk whipped cream.
Is it?
Amazing. Absolutely. I'm better glad than better than you other stuff.
Fucking said that because I'm trying to slowly eliminate dairy out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to give up my whipped cream. And I never tried that. So I'm glad that you said that because that's something that I was thinking about.
I can't remember if I tried the coconut or not. Because I think they have a coconut milk one too.
They do.
Absolutely 10 out of 10.
I'm going to have to try it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try that for sure. I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm yawning right now.
Tired.
How's a couple's journal going?
Good. The one I got has one prompt for each day of the year, and then it has 3 or 4 year blocks. So it's meant to be done like 4 years in a row. We started it, I want to say 2020, and then we stopped.
Shocker.
and now we've picked it back up again, 2023. Okay. So we got a little gap. But it's really funny, like, seeing our answers change or seeing them stay the same.
That's very interesting. How big is this journal?
I'll show it to you. I think you've seen it before.
I think I have,
too. It's in the menu drawer where it's just like a normal looking book.
Yeah, I have seen that.
So it's fun.
A weird place to keep it.
Well, we keep it in the kitchen and I don't want it, like, out. You know what I mean?
That's fair. So in the menu drawer it goes.
Yeah. So, yeah. Couple journal. I don't really hit everything else. I do the same thing. That's a lie. I don't do the same thing at all. Journaling, gratitude, and affirmation. I don't do any actual journaling, but I think what I've already decided is once I'm done with my current gratitude journal, I'm going to look for more of a combined gratitude journal. So I'm going to see what I can find. If I can't find anything there, I'm going to pivot. But I do want to start doing actual journaling. And also, I would love if I found a trio affirmation journal, gratitude journal. Because I do all of the above in three, or I do.
I think we need to make one.
That'd be so amazing.
Because what I want is a space for 5 gratitude spaces. Yes. I don't know. Maybe 10 affirmations. That feels a little steep, but I'm not sure.
I write 20 every day.
Okay. So then that would, like, whatever number. Yeah. And then space for journal. Because right now I bought a plain journal because none of the journals that I had would fit what I wanted.
Shit.
Couldn't find it. So I just write it down every single day. A date. And then gratitude, write my gratitude. Affirmations, write my affirmations. And then I don't write journal, but I just start journaling underneath journaling. Of it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love
so
that.
So then I can look at each page and figure out, like, what was going on. Because I think it's really cool to look back and see where your brain's been.
Yeah.
And like,
when we did our journal challenge before with you and I. And I sent you that picture of the journal. And I thought that was really cool.
I think that would be something cool we could do again.
I'd love that.
Yeah. Okay, I guess I'm not gonna get the blanky journal today.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're at 40 minutes.
Are we really?
Yes.
Shit.
I hope this was fun. I don't even know what the fuck we talked about for the last 40 minutes.
I don't either. Just our favorite things. All right, are we done with systems we put in place? Time blocking. Well, this has been on like the past 2 episodes, and we haven't talked about it.
Time blocking?
Yeah. Do you want to talk about it?
I haven't done much time blocking recently. The theory behind time blocking is like, so this is what I'm aiming to do, it's that I plan my day. So let's say, okay, so tomorrow I'm off, right? So I would wake up. I like to be semi-consistent on what time I wake up. I get up at like, well, I'm probably going to get up at 5 a.m. now because I live an hour closer. Get up at 5 a.m. I have, if it's my day off, I'll get up at 7 a.m. because I don't like to do more than a 2-hour difference because it fucks your brain up.
Yeah.
So I get up at 7 a.m. I will time block 30 minutes for my morning routine and then like, you know, 20 more minutes for breakfast, coffee, whatever. Sometimes I do it at the same time, but when I'm off, I usually separate them. And then if I have like, okay, if it's a nice day out, I'll walk till late in the morning or I'll go to the gym, depends on the weather. But I'll time block that out and I'll put on my calendar like from this time to this time I'm doing this, this time to this time I'm doing this. And then this time to this time is a break. And then this time is podcast work or schoolwork or whatever. And the theory behind it is you're not spending, you have focused time. So one of the things that I've noticed about, and I'm actually glad we brought this up, is I'm consciously trying to lower my screen time.
Love that.
On my phone. And I think the best way to do that is put my phone on Do Not Disturb and have focus blocks like that so that I'm actually getting work done. So at night, like when we were talking about the couple episodes ago about people scrambling around, we're going to talk about this more, but scramble around at night because they didn't get done what they need to get done. It's basically putting your to-do list and putting it in your calendar for time and when you're going to do those things.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I feel like I just tangented it a little bit.
No, it makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. So that is something I'm going to report back on that because that's an act of, I used to be, when I was in real estate, I was very good at time blocking. I just haven't been diligent with that recently.
Time blocking is definitely something I need to get better with. And you know who we really need to have back on here and talk about that is Dawn Reitner.
I already knew that.
She just had a seminar on time blocking. I'm devastated I missed it. But I would love to talk to her about that.
I want to have Dawn back on.
Yeah.
For sure.
If you haven't heard her episode, you need to go back and listen to it.
Yeah, it's amazing. I don't remember what episode it was, but it was one of the last ones before I died. So,
yes, can confirm.
Housekeeping, you already know the drill. TMI Tribe, go on that today. Add yourself. Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. Like and follow. Leave a review if you want because that helps us a lot.
So much. You have no idea.
But I think that's it. We will see you guys next Monday.
Can't wait.
Bye.
Bye.